Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, thanks for joining us for episode number 70. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
What is going on?
I was waiting for Nate this time.
Is this on?
Hello.
Yeah, we're live.
Is this thing on? What's going on here?
Last thing I remember was I was looking at Quick Banter, and that was, is that Quick Banter?
You can't give away our secrets, John.
I know.
He's fired.
Don't read the script.
I've been told before. Nate, you are a sound engineer and co-host. Effective immediately.
I'm out.
Bye.
Oh, who Ooh, did
that's
the gurgle?
Me.
Who
was
the
Ooh,
gurgle?
That's
a big gurgle.
That was me.
That mint. Mm-hmm. That mint gurgle.
My halls. Anti-cough.
Mm.
These remedy.
Are, these they, are all.
He still has the cough.
These are all just things to solidify that we are all middle aged, right? It's the kind of pause and what are we doing and are we following the script?
Where are we
and
at?
Gurgle and right. We just now aches and pains. Weather that's next, right?
Yeah, my motor misfired.
That's all right. We've all got it.
Speaking of aches and pains, public service announcement: if you work out with resistance bands, you can injure yourself.
This is true.
My shoulder is killing me. My right shoulder. It's. When I lift it up, just like even, you know, it kills me. Mm.
It's really unpleasant when it fires up between your legs. I've seen many videos of that.
So I'll tell it myself. My wife laughed the other day at me. So I'm working out on my break at work, and I had it strapped around a chair.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was just I was just doing curls, you know, and just, you know.
But I know where this is going.
It snapped.
Wow.
Right in the face. Knocked my glasses off. And I'm like, what the heck just happened?
That's TikTok worthy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was pretty funny. Didn't feel good. Odd, but yeah.
Did you
not
have
so
your,
much here or here,
but
right
here.
Did you have your 80s
wham, I mean, right on
sweatband on and your like bracelets and
I did.
Did you and your tube talks.
Tube
talks.
Tube talks on TikTok.
Socks from the '80s. Sorry,
yeah.
Man. That
I had,
really
well, I had
right.
the I had the red, white, and blue wristbands.
Right.
My striped ones. Yeah. Tube talks.
There's some straight out of Compton, but you would be straight out of the '80s, right?
That's right. Oh my god.
Stranger Things, right?
Globetrotter theme going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so another public service now. Make sure it's you have a lot of
anchored.
It hurt bad. But other than that, yeah, my shoulders, you know, it's okay. It's all right. Tough. How's the week going though? Doing all right?
Doing
Work
good.
Okay?
That's good. Yeah. It's hot.
Hot.
We
still
covered
hot.
That. Yeah, it's still hot. It's summer.
Feeling
it's
hot.
Summer
hot,
in Indiana,
hot.
Man.
Second day of summer today, right?
I know.
It was my aunt's 80th birthday today, so happy birthday, Aunt Jane.
Aunt Jane,
Kansas.
Happy birthday. Does she listen?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, you know what? Is it on your mom's or dad's side?
My dad's side.
Okay.
Yeah, out in Kansas, yeah. I think they have listened to some of it. I don't know if she does or not, so.
Hmm. Okay. But well, happy birthday.
Either way, if she's out there and you're listening to this, happy birthday.
She deserves a happy birthday.
You caught
birthday.
Me on that one. I don't know. I'm going to go with yes.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Aunt Jane.
She'd support me either way.
Yeah, it's been hot. It's good. I mean, we got air conditioning, so what the heck? It's nothing new in Indiana, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's supposed to be hot. Now, I will say one of our contractors for the heating and air at our church, he just got back from the Dominican Republic.
I bet it's scorching there.
Low to mid-80s
was really
the high.
Wow.
He said he comes back here and it's 110.
Oh, that's funny.
He said it was perfect weather. He said beautiful.
Wow.
He was in an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah.
And just said he loved it. He said, he's going to go back. He didn't like the flight. He had to fly to Baltimore and fly down. Anyway, but once he got there, he said it was nice.
Girl I work with, Julie, speech therapist. Hi, Julie. Shout out. She just got back from Ireland, and she said it was like high of 71, and it was beautiful weather there. So I was like, oh, shout out to Ireland, by the way.
Yeah.
But
that's my kind of weather.
Yeah, right? She said it was just beautiful. I think she's been there before, and she did this. Yeah. Ireland, Scotland? Yeah, she's in Ireland, yeah. I think she's been to Scotland, or she's going to go to Scotland. I don't know, but...
Scottish.
Yeah. I've not been to any of it, so I get it all confused, but I've got to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
She said Scotland or Ireland. I forget which one is about the size of six counties, she said here, so it's pretty small.
I don't know. But yeah. I don't know which one that would be.
Yeah.
He also said that the days are shorter. You know, like right now, what, sun goes down about 9:30? He said they're about 7, well, after 7 o'clock. Sunsets. He thought that was kind of weird. So,
and you're going down to Texas, which is going to be like, that is going to be a scorcher, right?
Yep. Yep. We'll see. Should be. But we'll be at the, there's three pools available.
Yeah. You'll be able to cool down.
Heck yeah, man.
He'll come back and look like a piece of bacon.
A middle-aged and baked out. Oh. I can't.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'll tell you what, though. The older we get, man, I don't play around with that sun. Yeah, I mean, I get sun. I lay at the pool and I swim. I'm just saying, man, I used to, when I was a kid, I didn't use suntan lotion like I used to or needed to, and now
are you going
to
send us those pool pictures like you did last time?
I am.
Yeah. Right.
Like, and I know you like them.
I did. I have to admit, but I just
Nate, where's this going?
I don't know.
I'm getting kind of creeped out.
I don't know. That's,
hey, I aim to.
I'm trying to block bad thoughts out of my head.
You get bad thoughts.
Mental pictures.
Wait, me too.
Wait, is it like the focus on mental health? Focus.
man,
don't focus on that.
Trying.
Yeah, and so there you go. That was our update on the weather and our
quick
aches
banter.
And our quick banter. Sean?
I'm sorry. Don't.
That's all right.
Giving away all the secrets.
Well, Creepies, we are glad you're joining for number 70. Gosh,
that's crazy.
Kind of impressive if we do say so ourselves, and we will say so ourselves.
See so.
And that was really hard to say real quick. It say was, so ourselves. Seriously.
We're creeping up to 100, right?
Creeping.
Uh-huh.
Use my
it's
line.
It's going to be a big surprise at 100. I don't even know what it is.
Man, ooh. Yeah, we're going to do a Come special 100. Oh, I've got my ideas. Always a planning.
Dan Aykroyd, Rob Zombie.
I'll forget. Huh?
Dan Aykroyd, Rob Zombie combo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a Dan Zombie.
Dan Zombie.
Rob Aykroyd. Rob Aykroyd.
Some random guy off the street, Dan Zombie.
He lives down the street. He's a nice guy. He lives on the cul-de-sac. Nice.
A little creepy.
Has a beautiful yard.
Bill Murray, Zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie.
There you go, right? Yeah. We'll
take that. Great character. Poor guy gets shot. I hate that. I'm like, man.
Spoiler alert, right?
So there you go. There's our quick banter, as Sean already told you.
Giveaway.
We have a podcast that we have discovered. Super, super awesome podcast that we want to mention. It is called Fireside Paranormal Podcast, and we have a promo for it. So here it is.
Hello, my name is Jordan Klein, and I am the host of Fireside Paranormal Podcast. If you're into ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, the unknown, then pull up a chair and join me by the fire as we hear real stories from real people. Each episode, I interview paranormal investigators, authors, experts, and legends in their field. Here at Fireside Paranormal Podcast, we have something for everyone. If you're an experienced researcher, or if you're just getting into it, we have a spot for you. We're found anywhere you listen to podcasts, so grab your friends, tune in, and remember, don't be afraid, only believe.
So there is the promo for Fireside Paranormal Podcast, and Mr. Jordan Klein, the host, he does an awesome job. He's got great
guests.
He
really does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun podcast.
And I love the name, too.
Yep, I do, too. So with that said, Sean, first announcements.
I have them. Go and go. The first thing we want to do is always, always, always spotlight the mental health aspect of our community here that we're building. So we like to give out the substance abuse and mental health hotline number. First is 1-800-662-4357. And the suicide veterans and bullying hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text 838-255. There's also a bullying website, stopbullying.gov. And if you're out there and you need help, because all of us do at some point, please, please get help.
Thank you. Especially dealing with Sean in the studio.
We're just talking about headaches.
Nate and I always need help.
I found a site. It's called Bullying 101.
Hmm.
Is that the same kind of thing?
Bullying 101.
Is that to teach you how to bully or how to not be bullied?
Probably teaches you how.
Ooh, darn it. Yeah, I think that's anti what we're talking about here.
Okay.
Is that what you've been getting a page out of that book or what? Out of that website?
I'm not even mad. <That's> amazing. Bullying 101, huh? Okay. We will not
disregard Nate's, disregard, Nate's advice there.
Nate, cut your mic off.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Sean. And
you're most
welcome. We want to remind our creepies that, you know what, it's coming up to 3 weeks away from the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show here in Indianapolis, July 16th. And here's the promo.
Tracy, we are so excited for our upcoming live event in Indianapolis with Tragedy of Cinema and Middle-Aged and Creeped Out.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing all of you.
I'm Todd.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out.
We are looking forward to sharing some creepy stories with all of our hometown listeners.
I'm Jimbo with the Tragedy of Cinema.
And I'm Kyle, also with Tragedy of Cinema.
Indy is also our hometown, and we have the perfect horror movie to break down for you guys.
Come out and see us on Saturday, July 16th at the VFW on South Lockburn and help veterans at the same time.
All three shows are clean, so this is a family-friendly event. Tickets are just $20. Seating is limited, so get your tickets now at hillbillyhorrorstories.com.
So there you go. Hillbilly Horror Stories live show. Come out and see us. And Sean, go ahead and tell them.
Go get you some.
Go get you some tickets.
And woot woot. That's
and,
the other thing I
said. Woot woot.
We'll be alive.
Oh, yeah. We will be alive and live. Now, afterwards, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. We can't
but we're going to start out that way.
We might drop after.
It's going to be a fun night, though. But yeah, it's going to be 3 weeks from this coming. Well, never mind. They're not going to know after. Because by the time this airs, shoot.
We can never do the math for when things drop. Yeah.
Well, I forget because we get ahead and then sometimes we're not.
Yeah, when we're recording this.
But by the time this does air, it'll be what, a week?
A week, yeah.
So, yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun night. Tragedy of Cinema guys, James and Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had somebody else's name. And then, of course, our lovely Miss Tracy Pauly and the other guy, Jerry. I don't know.
He's all right.
He's kind of important, right?
Yeah, he's just kind of putting it on, running it. Yeah. No, we love those guys and we love Jerry and Tracy. Yeah, so it'll be fun. So come out and see us. Now, I've got my dad's stat of the week.
Oh, Lord.
You know you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's the only reason we get together, right? It's the only reason people tune in, right?
Ready for no? Stats.
Okay, here we go. It says, if a child's entire circulatory system, and we're talking veins, arteries, and capillaries. I love that word, capillaries. Mm-hmm. If they were laid out flat, it would stretch for more than 60,000 miles.
Shoo.
According to the Franklin Institute. That sounds made up.
It does.
But here's the thing. By the time we reach adulthood, our bodies have become home to approximately 100,000 miles of blood vessels.
Wow.
Hmm.
I did not know that.
You did not know that.
I did not.
There you go. 60,000 as a kid and 100,000 as an adult.
Who sits down and figures this stuff, though? That's what I want to know.
Who's like got the time?
4 million.
Who measured all this?
I didn't have time to do the dishes before we started recording. I was like, I don't have time. I got to go.
What was it, like 4 million or billion or whatever eye winks in a year?
4,200,000.
Wow. I can't believe you remember. Yeah, 4 million.
I'm the stat guy. That's why I'm the stat guy, man. What's up?
But who sits here and calculates this? You don't mess with the numbers, guy.
I guess somebody has a job at the Franklin Institute, and that's who.
Yeah.
I'm watching both of you go back and forth, and I don't think I've blinked the entire time.
He's setting the number. Remember, yeah, that's right. You're trying
throws it off every time.
Skew the numbers.
I want to email the Franklin Institute.
Yeah, right.
Between you and...
tell Nate to start blinking.
Ma at the church that never blinked. She hasn't blinked since 1978.
You said that. I remember that.
Poor Ma. So there you go. There's the dad stat of the show. And now, Sean,
tell
our lovely creepies what we're going to talk about tonight.
I have waited all day for this, so here we go.
He's been waiting
for a subject like episode like this. It is on the Whaley House in San Diego, California, yep. CA.
Yeah.
Too much information right now. No.
Funny story how it got its name.
Oh, never mind. Oh, wait a minute. Nope, that's Todd. This is Todd's choice.
It is his pick. Thank you.
I'm giving credit where credit is due. Right? So
that's right.
That means Todd gets to lay the foundation.
I have been pretty excited about talking about the Whaley House. I could not wait to get here tonight to talk about the Whaley House.
So you were saying, Nate?
Yeah.
He's Whaley excited.
Ow. Yes. Yes. That was great, Nate. That was great, Nate. All right. So here's a little foundation about the Whaley House. It was the home of Thomas Whaley and his family. At various times, it also housed the Whaley's General Store, San Diego's second county courthouse, and the first commercial theater in San Diego. This house has witnessed more history than any other building in the city. So there you go. And it's built in Old Town, San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Little foundation.
I've never been to San Diego, and I would
love to go. I have not either, and I want to.
The weather there is supposed to be impeccable, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. It's the weather that you don't want to leave.
But, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if I went there, I'd never want to go.
I know. So here I'm going to start a little more background of this place.
Okay. You've only got 52 pages over
there. I have.
That's awesome.
I have 51.
51, thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. Stat. Yeah, I went old school this time. So anyway, yeah. So Thomas Whaley, now he was born in 1823, born in New York City. Now, in 1849, he left New York and headed to San Francisco, and most people have heard about the Gold Rush,
uh-huh.
hence the 49ers, the football team. That's how they right. got their name. In 1849, so and then he, you know, got in business dealings and so forth. Now, 2 years later, though, he left in 1851. I'm sorry, two years later in 1851, he headed to San Diego, and in 1853, he went back to New York and married his bride. I'm not going to pronounce her last name correctly, probably, but it's Anna Delaney.
Okay.
After they did get married, they both headed back to San Diego. Man, this guy's logging all kinds of miles. And then on December 7th, 1853, which was my son's birthday, December 7th, by the way, they bought the land in 1853, and then they had their home built, which is known as the Whaley House, in 1857. And they had six children. So there you go. Thomas and Anna had six children. So three boys and three girls.
That's cool. That's it even, cool. right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've even got their names. Even Steven.
Is there a Steven on there?
No, there's not. But their names are Francis Hilton, Thomas Whaley Jr., mm-hmm. Anna Amelia, George Hay. This is a heck of a name. George Hay Ringgold Whaley. Violet Eloise and Corinne Lillian. So there you go.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You know what? Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh. So there number you seven,
go.
Right?
Yeah. So there you go.
That was that's the it. Dog.
Yeah, exactly.
We named the dog Rumpelstiltskin.
So this house is in Old Town, San Diego. Yeah. And it's a beautiful house. It is kept in the same state as it was in the mid-1800s.
Mm-hmm.
So they really kept it up.
In 2005, Life magazine called it, which I don't think that's a thing anymore, right? Called it the most haunted house in America. I thought that was kind of interesting.
How many times have we heard that one?
I know, exactly, right?
Every haunted place.
Every place, yeah.
But, yeah.
But that was Bobby back Mackey's, in 2005, yeah. right? Yeah. So, but it is definitely supposed to be one of the most haunted places in San Diego and in California is what.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. And it goes back, you know, in the old mid-1800s, yeah.
The courthouse, they said, is back in session, too. I thought that was really cool. I saw some video of that mm-hmm. they were moving court cases, and they hadn't been opened in quite some time.
Right. The, yeah, the Whaley's owned, so the general store, it's been all kinds of things. Yeah, they had it as a courthouse. It sat at, it was the county seat.
Yes.
And what was interesting, it got burned down. Did you see that?
Uh-huh.
Yep. And so they had to kind of move away. I cannot remember in my research. He had a friend or somebody that kind of he stayed back at the house or I mean in that area in San Diego, kind of watched over it. The family moved out.
Then they moved back up to San Francisco.
Yeah, and then they moved. And then they moved back, and then that's when they decided to fix it up. He used because he still had money. He made good amount of money, bought some merchandise, and then I think started it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Got it back and up and you know the way it should be for his family, his six kids and his wife. But you know what? Shortly after that, though, is either before or after, is when a lot of the tragedy started.
Yeah, this family was plagued.
Yeah, and it's like, oh man, like it seems like a lot of these families have that where they just can't catch a break. It's like something had it in for them, you know, with deaths or something. Thomas Jr. died of scarlet fever, age of 18 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
That's young, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they still hear baby crying, right?
Mm-hmm. We're not going to get there yet.
I know.
So
foreshadowing.
Then, yeah, so, but it was real close to that time that the general store burnt down. But yeah, like you said, it had a courthouse, still has that in there, because everything's kept, like it says, the way it was.
Yeah, they said and it was very common back in those times that, like, you ran your business out of your home, and so mm-hmm. the general store and everything was down on the main floor, And then the resident, family residence was upstairs. So that was,
right.
Which is pretty common, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful house.
Did you mention that it was the first brick building in California?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I did not.
I don't know. I knew that.
Now you know.
I do. Learn all kinds of things, right?
And what's cool, this house was built for $10,000.
Oh, wow.
You see that? It's a little good investment.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Back then, that was a fortune.
And
then,
Mr. Whaley was quite proud of it. He was quite proud of it.
Yeah, it says the head of the Whaley family, Thomas Whaley, designed the home himself with construction beginning in 1856. Completed in the following year, the Whaley House was the very first of its kind in the city of San Diego. Thomas was quoted as saying, "My new house, when completed, will be the most handsome, most comfortable, and convenient place in town or within 150 miles mm-hmm. of here." If he could only have been wrong, while it's true that this home was indeed handsome, the horrors that followed were anything but. Shortly after the birth of the Whaley son, Thomas Jr., like you're saying, they were met with tragedy. The poor child had contracted scarlet fever and died just 18 months after his birth. Ugh. And then the fire, it talks about the fire after that, mm-hmm. that broke out and destroyed part of the house. Thomas had transformed into the general store. Dismayed over their significant losses, the Whaleys decided it was time to change and move back to San Francisco. So, yeah. Ooh.
You know, and scarlet fever, man, back then that was the mm-hmm. was the disease that got everybody. Like when we had right. Savannah on that ghost tour, that cemetery, that they said pretty much everybody in that cemetery died of scarlet fever. Mm-hmm. It's just rampant back in the 17 and 1800s, you know. Sad. 18 months, poor baby. So Mr. Whaley himself, now he, like I say, he was born in 1823. He died in 1890. Said natural causes,
mm-hmm.
Natural illnesses. He is sometimes, and so that's just a little bit of history about the house and a little bit of the family. Let's get to the fun stuff. It is said that sometimes he is seen in the house and you can smell his cigar smoke. And some investigators even say that he will blow it in your face sometimes.
Ah.
I was like, nice. I hate cigar smoke. I like a pipe. I like to smell pipes.
Yeah.
But
I can't smell anymore. But
yeah. Right. Well,
I used to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to. But yeah, so he likes to blow it in sometimes in your face on a tour or investigation. That's mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the biggest tragedies is of the six children, Violet, that had to take her own life.
Yeah, go ahead.
And she shot herself because her marriage was failing, and so she shot her, went inside of the house in the main parlor area, which is where there's a lot of activity there, and they said she shot herself in the chest.
So she went out. In the yard to the outhouse, shot herself in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
And then they brought her in. They brought her back in mm-hmm. to that. Yeah,
so she was
right.
still alive when they found her. Brought that's her right. back in the house where she died.
Mm-hmm. She died in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the home. Yeah.
Correcto. Yeah. She was, I believe, 22 years old.
Oh,
so really
so
young.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's.
And it was in the downstairs guest bedroom is where they. Took her, excuse me, where they took her into the house after she had shot herself. Yeah, so that's
Her husband had abandoned her. It turned out that he was a con artist who only married her in the hopes of securing some of the Whaley's family fortunes upon their marriage. When this didn't come to fruition, he bolted, leaving Violet alone mm-hmm. and beside herself. That's awful.
Before he built the house, there was a horse thief that was publicly executed on the property. His name was Yankee Jim Robinson.
So he was one of the biggest so-called haunters.
Mm. Yeah, he was there before the house.
I've got notes. I got tons of notes on him if you want.
Right now, all I can see about him is that he was one of the first and most well-known ghosts that lingered within the house and on the grounds.
Yep, Yankee Jim. So. What, go ahead.
He's everywhere, they said, in the house. Like, he's the main spirit.
Yeah. So, Yankee Jim, he was caught. He supposedly stole a boat. Mm-hmm. They said a small boat. And so, they weren't messing around, so they were going to hang him in the gallows.
They said that strict laws.
Yeah,
there.
So before this house was built, there were gallows. And so, that's why they're attributing a lot of the hauntings is before even the Whaleys built their mm-hmm. built their house. So Yankee Jim was accused of stealing a boat. They said, we're going to hang you. Well, he was 6'4".
Yeah.
And the average, they said back then, average male was 5'3 or 5'4".
Yeah.
So his feet were touching. So instead of breaking his neck.
He was strangled.
He just had to suffocate. Ugh. And that, of course he's seen. Yeah. He's haunting the whole place and he's ticked off. A lot of people say he was wrongly accused.
Yeah.
That he, you know, and wrongly executed. So who knows? But yeah, he's one of the major players in the what's going on in the house.
Mm-hmm.
His name, yeah, James Robinson was his real name, but Yankee Jim. I won't go on the Yankee part. You know, being a Red Sox fan, I don't want to give it too much.
Too much. Yeah. No one keeps
right,
saying Yankee.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So 6'4", man. He was a tall dude. Just an inch taller than me. Mm-hmm. And it took him a few minutes to suffocate. Yeah. So that's kind of a torturous way to go for old Yankee Jim. I could tell you're going to say something.
I'm hooked on the Violet, the whole divorce thing, and she had, she never, with the shame of it, it says, you know, you said she was 22 and she shot herself in the chest.
Was it 22?
She was 22, okay. Yeah, and she shot herself with a .32 caliber. She left a suicide note that quoted a poem by Thomas Hood.
Oh, yeah.
And then another Whaley daughter, Corinne, was engaged to be married at the time of Violet's death, but her fiancé broke off the marriage due to the scandal that the suicide caused the family. After such tragic events, Thomas built the family a new home not far from the Whaley house, leaving the original home vacant for nearly 2 decades.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah, he bolted. He didn't want to mess with all that craziness.
Which
is kind of poor, but...
Right.
You know. I just lost my train of thought. Gosh. Oh, yeah, about the shooting or the suicide. Yeah, it was her dad's gun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so she got her dad's gun, yeah, and shot herself in the heart. And, you know, you think you're not, I mean, I don't know. It's really tragic and young.
They said from the time he died, so Thomas Whaley died in 1888, with his declining health.
I had 1890.
Dying in 1888. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll give it 1889.
Ish. How about ish? Right. Yeah. That's the Jack Ripper, right?
Yeah, it is actually.
Right. Due to his declining health in the years that followed, the Whaley house fell into disrepair. It wasn't until 1909 that Thomas Whaley's son, Francis, took on the massive undertaking of restoring the Whaley homestead. Instead of making it his home, Francis took this opportunity to turn the restoration into a tourist attraction, promoting its history while entertaining guests with his guitar. The remaining surviving Whaley family, Anna Whaley, Thomas's widow, Corinne, Lillian, Francis, and George, all lived in the original Whaley house until their deaths. So they brought life back to it.
Hmm. So, yeah. So Corinne Lillian, love that name, she rented out the house. And so they attribute to a lot of unidentified spirits being possibly past tenants.
Ooh.
That haunt the house. Yeah. So she rented out the house to a lot of people in the past. And so they can't figure out really who these people are. So they're just guessing it's people that rented the house at one time, mm-hmm. By Lillian.
You're right about 1890. So that article's wrong. Yeah. It says it in Wikipedia, because we're going to believe Wikipedia. It said he died 1890. So I'm going to settle that right now. I want to make sure
I watched about 4 videos,
right?
And I have like 7-8 websites saved, and they all said 1890. So
I'm like Anchorman. Mm-hmm. You put it in front of me, I'm going to read it.
Interesting here that there is a entity, a spirit, that will, and what's funny is when I read about it and then I watched the video about the guy, he must be a tour guide. He said, this spirit will lick your leg and your toes. And I'm like, what the heck kind of craziness is it? The dog.
I
Dolly.
Hope it's the dog.
I saw that.
The doll. Yeah, Dolly. I'm like, oh, thank goodness.
Not
because
Rumpelstiltskin.
I thought, what? Yeah. I thought, if that's one of the Rumpy. Kids or that's kind of creepy.
I know. I thought that was funny,
too. I thought it was cute. Yeah, so Dolly Whaley. Yeah. Even the dog can be seen or felt, licked, whatever. That's cute.
There's
that's
cute. Reports of a young woman lingering on the second floor. They believe it's Violet,
mm-hmm.
still consumed with sorrow.
Aww.
She seems to stay close to the second floor, where she spent much of her time after her divorce, before she committed suicide. It's said that areas within the home become quite cold, and her presence is felt throughout.
Mm. Mm. Now think of that, though, like with the tragedy of suicide and the sorrow. Yeah, that I can believe. That
mm-hmm.
would kind of permeate the residence. Mm-hmm.
They were talking about, you know, with the Yankee gym, and then they said that besides that, the horrific, you know, the hangings and everything that they had there, says not helping matters in the fact that the Whaley house was built upon an old cemetery.
Of course.
The Whaley, right. The Whaleys long maintained that they heard footsteps in the house with passersby corroborating the Whaleys' claims by reporting apparitions in the home's windows from the streets. During the house's later periods of restoration, workers and visitors claimed to hear strange, unexplained sounds, sights, and even smells. Most felt a powerful presence whenever inside the residence, which they still report that too. Mm-hmm. This is believed by many to be the lingering ghost of Jim Robinson, mentioned earlier in this article. He would torment the living by leaving footprints, stamping on the floors, and making chilling noises throughout the abode.
Hmm. Ooh, the abode, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what's underneath the graveyard?
Graves?
Indian burial ground.
Oh, of course. I was going to. Yeah, actually, I kind of was thinking about that too. Because that's always
you don't say.
The root of everything, right?
Let me guess. There's a white lady walking around.
Uh-huh. There's a white lady, too.
I think Jim, he's kind of ticked for being wrongly accused, convicted, and executed. I think old Jimmy's not happy about that. So I don't
think
his spirit's
sort of honked off if I got executed for something I didn't
right.
do.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, I think the house was kind of just the land was kind of doomed to begin with, and then you got, yeah.
They said there's even...
They got it real cheap, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Well, he built the house for $10,000. Yeah, I don't know right. how much the land...
Who
$10.
Knows yeah, maybe.
What happened
Who has
here?
A quarter?
Yeah. What happened here? Oh, no, nothing. No,
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Guilty
I was
guided.
Foreshadowing about this, but the young baby Thomas Jr. said that there are spine-tingling tales about him. They hear cries down the Whaley Hall house's halls, giggles in the distance, and if you listen closely, you can hear the tiny pattering of infant footsteps. Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, because it would be a year and a half. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. Very, very sad about that.
Mm-hmm.
There is some, so Mrs. Whaley, Anna, she died in the house in 1913.
Yep.
And they said sometimes, a lot of people smell lavender and other perfumes.
Like French perfumes,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And they attribute to Anna. She is known mainly to haunt the theater room, which was, so they had the first theater. And then they said at the time it seated 150 people. Now that's a good.
That is, but yeah.
For a house. I mean,
right.
It's not a theater. It's an actual house that had a theater. The one guy, the tour guide or whatever, curator, he was saying that, remember, people were smaller back then, like we said.
That's right. Yeah.
You know,
to
five
be fair.
Three, yeah. So they could kind of pack them in there a little bit. Because I'm thinking 150 people in a theater, in a house. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if you're small like that, you know. No offense to 5'3 or 5'4 people, but I'm just saying.
smaller bags of popcorn, too.
That's right. That's right. But, no, yeah, so she haunts the theater room. Yeah, and like I said, what I say, lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see here many people have seen Thomas dressed in his frock coat and top hat.
Frock, you say?
Standing on at the top of the stairs.
Ah. Ooh.
Nope. So that'd be interesting.
Frocks don't get enough wear and tear nowadays, mm-hmm. do they?
Right.
Go get me a nice frock.
Right.
I like the word ascot, but frocks.
But frocks even better. we're in dangerous territory with those garments, aren't we?
We are. We are.
It says cold spots are frequent throughout the mansion, believed to be violence doing as well. The stairwells within the residence have been mentioned by many to be wandering areas for Thomas, Anna, and other poltergeists. Ooh, poltergeists. Thomas is often seen sporting, as you just said, his trademark top hat and coat while looking down from the top of the stairs. It's interesting to add that many people have detected, like you said, Anna's perfume wafting around so that she wore the French perfume. So must have been lavender, right?
Yeah. At least it's a nice smell because I don't like I said, I don't like the cigar. And so Mr. Whaley, he's blowing it in
your face. Anna will come by and waft her perfume at you. Like,
right. Honey, get that nasty stuff out of here. Now, they say
habit.
A lot of psychics have come to this location and they all have agreed that the courtroom is a very active part of the house. A lot of paranormal activity. We were talking about, a little bit about the courthouse. It was the county seat for 2 years. I've got a story here. It said that they that's where they had the court records.
Yeah.
You know, of course, obviously. The city officials wanted those moved to another location. Hmm. Mr. Whaley and Anna, they opposed that. So one night, some guys broke into their house to steal the records, the court records, to move them. Well, Anna heard the commotion. She was at the, it's called the ninth step haunting. She was at the ninth step, on the ninth step, and when she found these guys, and they had guns, and they pointed at her, and they threatened to kill her and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, that nothing happened, and they ran off. But so now, all these years later, I guess if you sit, you stand on the ninth step in the stairway, it gets real cold, mm-hmm. and there's a there's actual draft. So
that's
I thought
her
that so they called it
them.
Yeah, so they called it the ninth step. And that's what it really happened, that these guys broke in, stole the records because the city officials wanted them to move it, and the Whalers were like, no, we don't. Yeah, so interesting story.
I saw the court proceedings that were continuing, and the judge was saying that they didn't see anything that day, but mm-hmm. he opened it up. He said, this court is open to all, you know, heaven bound and earthly bound here. And I thought that was kind of cute that they were, you know, acknowledging the history of the place, and that a lot of, he said you could tell the history, you know, that had taken place in the, in that courtroom. So mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I put this on our list, Sean.
The Whaley House. For sure. Yep. This is a top of the table kind of place. Yeah.
So there is a guy, I used to listen to his podcast. It's an excellent one. I'm drawing a blank because he did it for a couple, like, however long, and then he went like a year and a half without doing his podcast. Mm-hmm. Then he came back, and he in between then, because he was moving. Yeah, I mean, I think he's got. I know he's married. He's got at least a 9 or 10 year old boy. I think life just got busy. Well, they moved to San Diego, and he said that his house literally was right down the street from the Whaley House. Mm-hmm. He said he could see it from his front porch. And I thought, or, you know, from his front yard. So I thought, oh, that'd be awesome.
Right.
Yeah. So he was, he had gone there a number of times just because it was like once they moved there. And of course, he does a paranormal podcast. He said it's awesome. He said it's a really cool place to visit. You know, it's a museum.
It looks cool. Yeah.
Everything's still decorated and it's well taken care of. It's
kind of frozen in time, right? Mm-hmm.
They did a really good job of taking care of this place. And that's what makes me feel good, because it's, you know, and these two investigators, one of the many videos I watched, they were like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's a really good shape. It's not, yeah, they didn't feel unsafe in it just from the foundation or the, I mean, everything's just perfect.
The pictures inside are really neat too.
Yeah. So, but you know, he was saying that it's definitely a go-to place mm-hmm. for tours and investigators. Yeah.
This says, serving to cement the house's hauntings are several sightings of physical objects being manipulated on their own, such as the music room's chandelier, which will swing back and forth at will, then when no wind is present. Lights will turn off and on without explanation, too, and there is frequently the presence of an odd mist that seems to linger. This is a lot of this information, too, I'm getting from the San Diego Ghosts. It's an article called the San Diego Ghosts, which I really appreciate, because there's a lot of good information on here.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, the Whaley House. This is one I found out about, I'd say, 3 years ago, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
On another podcast. And once I heard it, it just grabbed me. It's kind of like The Conjuring House, and
right.
You know, I like that. I like that time period. I love that mid 1800s. You know, and especially like the 49ers, that gold, the whole time period where people are trying to go out west to strike it rich.
Yeah,
how exciting that would be! You're living in New York City, which mm-hmm. obviously even then now a big city, but then you move out west to strike it rich, start over, and then all this craziness. Sadness happens.
Bravery. You know, lose your boy, it would take an adventurous mm-hmm. spirit. It would take a little bit of craziness. But we've talked about this before, where you go to those places and you can almost feel the history. You mm-hmm. can almost feel like what it would have been like for people, you know, living day to day and, you know, some of the things. But there, you know, life was not easy back then.
No.
I mean, not that life's easy right now, but it is, you know, it was even harder back then. So. Yeah.
I think they do with the tours and stuff. They have people that dress up in the period.
Uh huh. Right. And to make you feel like you're back then too. So and I like, speak I like and act it. Like they're back then. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They won't break character.
It's kind of like so Connor Prairie here.
I love that stuff.
I do too. I think it's cool.
I don't know. It's just kind of fun.
Yeah. It says today the residence serves as a museum that's open to the public. There, people can get a firsthand look at the house that was meant to be the Whaley's forever home. Instead, it turned out to be the forever haunted home by the Whaley's.
Yeah.
See, I read a thing that the family, after they moved in, they heard heavy footsteps throughout the house.
Yeah.
And they thought it was Yankee Jim.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I did. Yeah. It's your turn to do that. Yeah. I've done that to you too for so long. But yeah. So yeah, it was haunted for them too. So yeah. I thought that was cool. But yeah, with the cemetery, the Indian burial ground, right? Mm-hmm. That you're saying? No. And all the.
It comes back to that, those burial grounds and some, you know. Build something on a cemetery. It's like, why did you? Could you check that stuff out first before you're building your?
Haven't you watched Poltergeist?
Yeah. Ooh. Why didn't they? Idiots.
Silly.
Wait a minute.
We should cover that. Right?
Hold on. That was 100 years later.
Right. It does. All these events are sad and heartbreaking, and it talks about like all the history that was before this house was even built, and they're talking about how like you were just mentioning with the cemetery and Yankee Jim and the people being hung there, that kind of energy stuck and kind of I don't know about ruined their lives, but it affected their lives and caused a bunch of family tragedy. So I'm sure there's probably a lot of happiness and goodness that happened in this family, and they had but families back then, especially the bigger you were, the more tragedy you're probably going to have, because people didn't live as long, and there was disease, and there was obviously
they didn't have the
health care,
the medication, and the and you got something like scarlet fever. I mean, that's going to
wiping
out families.
This
man.
Is a well-known family, obviously, that helped to build the foundations of San Diego. So they're still well revered there and well known, and so people are going to flock around there to come and experience it. A lot of ghost hunters.
And really, Thomas Whaley Sr. He was only 67 when he passed. Yeah. I mean, when he said natural cause, it wasn't like he's 87 or 97.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty young.
Yeah.
Still, But then.
But back then, it was
67 is living
good,
like 87. You're
right.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And now Anna Whaley, she was 80, I'm thinking. 80. I know she died in 1913. I think she was 80 years old or 89, something like that. Sean, do you have that?
I don't, actually.
She lived at a pretty good life. I mean, at least age-wise.
Thomas is the only one that comes up in blue. She doesn't come up in blue.
Yeah. I had her date when she died. But, yeah, I saw it when she was, she was at least 80. But it could have been like 89, 85. Yeah. So she lived pretty old,
it's because it has it under she was born.
When was
married to Anna Eloise Delaney in 1853 in New York.
Well, that's when they got married. Didn't say when she was born. Yeah, but I know.
Oh,
she was
married to so she was born March 31st 1832 in New York to a French family.
Okay.
Six children.
Yep. So she was almost 81. So she was 80.
It says, if you click on her name, it says this page is not being created yet.
Oh.
So they don't have information on her. Oh, Wikipedia, you disappoint me.
That's why I get off of Wikipedia. It's great for a foundation, but man.
It only goes, it doesn't have the rabbit holes like I'm used to, right?
No, I get it. That's why I'm trying to steer away and do a little bit better on my part, because man, you never know. They don't get, you get all these videos were awesome on the Whaley House.
Oh, yeah.
And what we just talked about, the Candlelight House on our little mini coming up. I thought it was cool, though, even the family dog.
Right. Looking at your toes.
Place, doll, and licks your leg. But it was funny because he goes, there's a spirit that licks your leg and licks your toes. I'm like.
And it didn't say that it was a dog.
No.
Yeah,
he goes, it's the family dog. Doll.
Yeah.
I go, oh, thank
I thought
goodness.
That was funny.
I was like, okay, that's cute. But before that, it was creepy. Nate, you got anything extra? Anything else?
Not anything that we haven't covered already.
I would love to go. So what we'll do, we'll make a trip to Cali.
California.
Go to Alcatraz.
Yep.
Okay. Then we'll go to the Winchester House.
Winchester, right?
Mm-hmm.
See Christine.
Yeah. Hi, Christine. And then we'll go to the Whaley House.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any other place you guys remember? Did we do any other... Well, I guess we did, like the L.A. haunts and the Hollywood haunts.
Right.
We go to Hollywood. Yeah. We'll check out.
Tombstone.
Man. Well, I'm just thinking California. Well, yeah, I guess. Then we'll venture off to Tombstone. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say we'll be over.
But man, California, we'd be there a month.
Mm-hmm.
With all the play, you know,
it's pretty haunted,
and we haven't come across probably a 20th of what. Yeah, so we'll do mm-hmm. that. So
I think it's interesting. There was a lot of mentions of it in television and film. It's been
featured. They did make a movie.
Yeah, they're right, and it's been in a lot of historical documentaries, paranormal sci-fi shows, Sci-Fi Channel, mm-hmm. Factor Faked, Paranormal Files, Travel Channel, Hellboy's, the animated movie in 2007, Hellboy, Blood and Iron.
Oh,
it was mentioned in, not the actual Hellboy, but Film Studio Asylum, there's all kinds. Biography Channel had The Hauntings of...
It's pretty popular.
See what the big deal is of this place.
This is the Whaley House was featured on the Biography Channel's The Haunting of Regis Philbin. I did not see that one coming.
Say what?
It was The Haunting of Regis Philbin. I was like, well,
Philbin. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do know about, yeah, at the Whaley House.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He claimed to have, Regis Philbin visited the Whaley House Museum and claimed to have a paranormal encounter with Mrs. Whaley. Philbin stated, you know, a lot of people poo-poo it because they can't see it, but there was something going on in that house. So he had an
experience.
I forgot
about that. Yep.
Ooh, so there you go. Like my perfume?
He's like, what is that, lavender? I remember how he talks.
It's French, isn't it?
I love lavender.
Let's get you on the show.
But it's amazing. It's been on MTV. It's been in Ghost Adventures, BuzzFeed, Supernatural. So, yeah, it's been around.
It's what we call a popular destination.
It is popular.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Well, I think the creepies will enjoy us talking about the Whaley House. And go check out some videos and pictures because it is a really neat place. It's beautiful and well kept. I like to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Hear.
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 That's
a good one.
I think we need a gavel.
Yeah, we do need the courtroom gavel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa. There you go. That's the courtroom gavel. I wanted to end the discussion
because mm-hmm.
that's all we got as far as, you know, what we want to talk about.
Right.
There is a video I came across. It's from 1984. This woman was at that time, the curator for 20 years. So you're looking at, 1964. It's just a little bit under 5 minutes, and I thought it was kind of a neat video where a news crew in San Diego is talking to her, and they're kind of walking through the house with her, and she's just kind of talking like what we talked about, and I thought it'd be a different way to end the discussion.
I like it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm, I do.
So here you go.
The house has been around since 1856, built by a merchant named Thomas Whaley. Some people say Thomas Whaley still lives here in spirit. We visited at night, naturally. That's when you'd expect spirits to come out. The Whaley House is a museum now, and June Redding has been the director for almost 25 years, a very pleasant, very rational woman who is convinced the Whaley House is haunted.
There is no doubt in your mind, is there, that there are spirits in this house?
Oh, definitely. I think they'll always be here. I don't believe that they're going to leave. I think they're tied to this house.
She says the spirits are friendly, they never bother people, but she says they are present. The consensus is that there are four main spirits. Thomas Whaley, his wife Anna, a little girl who used to play with the Whaley children, and a sailor named Yankee Jim Robinson. Yankee Jim was hanged for stealing a boat in 1852, 4 years before the Whaley House even existed, but the gallows stood right here, where the downstairs archway of the house was later built.
Theory is that he's still...
His spirit supposedly permeates this house. It's manifested sometimes by footsteps, by walking.
What did you think when you first heard those footsteps?
Well, I really wanted to ignore them, to be very frank about it.
But the sounds were hard to ignore. They were persistent.
And sometimes we would hear a sound of someone descending the stairs. Never came to the bottom of the stairs, but it would fade out.
Mm-hmm. There have been other phenomena hard to explain. Mrs. Redding and others have heard music. The Whaleys love music. There have been smells.
We get a wonderful perfume, which I think is French and belonged to Mrs. Whaley. We get a fragrance of violets, like dusting powder from the girls' room upstairs here.
And several times the smell of cigars. And no smoking is allowed in the Whaley House.
No, and the smell will travel. You will swear someone's walking and smoking toward the front door.
Several times, especially around the holidays, there has been the smell of cooking. No one cooks in the Whaley House anymore. We didn't encounter any strange smells while we were there. We didn't see any apparitions, but sounds, well, at one point, our audio man, Rick Corcoran, heard a scratching noise in his earphones.
I'm going to check the mic and see if it was something wrong with the mic box, but it hasn't been there all night.
It just started?
Yeah.
He checked the mics. They seemed okay.
It didn't appear to be anything wrong with the mic.
But it sounded scratchy.
I heard some scratches there. It hadn't been there all evening.
And then there is the matter of the ninth step. You see, there's a courtroom in the Whaley House. It was the county seat from 1869 to 1871. County records were kept here. But the city fathers decided to move the records. Whaley resisted that idea. So in 1871, some men broke into the house and took the records. Anna Whaley heard the commotion, went to investigate, and was standing on the ninth step of the staircase when she was confronted by the men. They had a gun. They threatened her and her children. And to this day, on that ninth step, the air suddenly becomes much colder. Really, it might just be a draft, but it is definitely colder.
So, I feel a cool...
You feel coolness here, huh? That's right. If warm air rises, what are we getting a cool updraft for?
There is a spot downstairs where June Redding is convinced something happened in the past. She says very often she can feel an invisible shield.
Right there. And sometimes it hits you... It'll hit you in a strange way. You'll get a real strong chill from it.
I couldn't feel a shield, but it did feel colder suddenly. Legends have grown up around the Whaley House. There are stories of screams, of bolted windows suddenly flying open. June Redding has witnessed none of that. But once she says she and another woman heard a man's laughter right behind them. It was loud, and there was no one there, except, she thinks, the ghost of Thomas Whaley. Proof of all this? Well, it's hard to come by. There are photographs that appear to show some kind of apparition. Then again, they might be shadows or reflections. The only real proof is to see or hear or smell something. June Redding has heard and smelled. Others claim to have seen. And they are convinced that even when the doors are locked, the lights are off, and all the people have left, this beautiful old house is still occupied.
So there you go. Thought it'd be a different way to end the discussion on the Whaley House.
Very cool.
Little video snippet. Yeah. Pretty cool from 38 years ago, huh?
Yeah.
So, Sean, what do you got for us this evening?
Well, I decided to go with middle-aged moment tonight. Mm-hmm. And okay. Tonight's message comes to us by a not a very well-known group, named Poison.
Mm.
So I thought this was appropriate. And it is something to believe in. I'm going to try not to sing this like I always say, but so, well, I see him on the TV preaching about the promised land. He tells me, believe in Jesus, steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he sinned. Yeah, yeah. 22 years of metal tears, cries a suicidal Vietnam vet who fought a losing war on a foreign shore to find his country didn't want him back. Their bullets took his best friend in Saigon. Our lawyers took his wife, his kids, no regrets. In a time I don't remember, in a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I done there, because I never meant the things I did. And give me something to believe in. If there's a Lord above, and give me something to believe in, O Lord, arise. My best friend died, a lonely man, in some Palm Springs hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve, and they told me the news. I tried all night not to break down and cry as the tears rolled down my face. I felt so cold and empty, like a lost soul out of place. And the mirror on the wall, see my smile, it fades again. Give me something to believe in. So this is the hard part not to sing. If there's a Lord above, give me something to believe in. Sometimes I wish to God I didn't know now things I didn't know then. Road, you gotta take me home. I drive by the homeless sleeping on a cold, dark street, like bodies in an open grave. Underneath the broken old neon sign used to read, Jesus saves. A mile away live the rich folk, and I see how they're living it up. But while the poor, they eat from the hand to mouth, the rich are drinking from the golden cup. And it just makes me wonder why so many lose and so few win. Ha, give me something to believe in. So it goes on and on and on with the give me something to believe in. Oh, Lord, arise. Right. So I thought this was a good underlying message of the Whaley House. Give me something to believe in, like ghosts and what's going on there. Hmm. But also there's a broader message of I think we're all looking for something to believe in, you know, and then knowing that there's something out there that to give us hope. You know, I always love this message, you know, that the Vietnam vet spoke to me because my dad was a Vietnam vet. And so this has always been a good song, but this was playing on the radio the other day. And I was like, oh, this is a good one. So it made me think of this topic that we were talking about. And I was like, well, that's going to be my middle-aged moment. So
good job. Good choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't listened to the song, like I always say, go out there and listen to it because do yourself a favor definitely with this one. So
Poison is part of that tour with Motley Crue, Joan
Stadium
Jett.
Stadium tour.
And yeah. Yeah, yeah. And right? They said they sound really good.
I bet it's amazing.
They said they're doing well. And I heard about a 2-minute snippet on Instagram the other night. They did sound good. Mm. They sounded really good. So,
which is great from that era because not everybody that era sounds good.
No, poor Motley Crue, poor Vince Neil just doesn't have it.
Yeah.
I mean, and he didn't. You know, they used to be professionals. Now I hate to bash because I do. I love Motley Crue.
But yeah, right.
Now they're just he had all this time to get prepared, get in the gym, lose the weight.
He did lose some weight, but not a whole lot.
Not a whole. He didn't. He looks terrible. He sounds terrible. My gosh. Anyway, sorry to jump on Vince because I like Vince. I just but talking about Poison, man, they look great.
They sounded good last time I saw them live.
They look good. Like they look in shape. They're they look like they did. Yeah, just older. But thank you. That was a good choice. Good pick. I like Poison. And sorry to bash on Vince Neil.
Oh no,
because I like him. I love Crue still. But man, I just don't like when they hang on a little bit too long.
That's right.
You know.
Yep.
Be a pro and just bow out.
We still love their music though.
Oh, yeah.
From the day.
I love Joan Jett, man. When I was a kid, she was it.
Ooh.
That was one of my first rock
and
crushes.
The Blackhearts, baby.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every time that song comes, that song comes on actually fairly frequently because Ella and William love that song. And I always say, who sings it? And they're like, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So they know it.
It was my favorite song from my youth. And one of them. But I watching MTV, I could not wait till the video came on.
Also from Guitar Hero, by the way. You can rock out to that song.
Well, good one. Sean, what else you got?
Second part of the announcements, and I'm going to go through these one at a time here. Follow us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We have an email address that you can contact us. It's makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. We got Tuesday Tear videos. That's every Tuesday. There are several minute videos of stories and then our way to reach out to you and say hello. So we're hoping you're enjoying those. We are on all listening platforms, and while you're on those, whichever one you choose, because we're on all of them basically, right? Give us a 5-star rating and review. If you like our show, tell everybody you know. Word of mouth is a wonderful way to get us propped up and keep moving up the ladder. And we have merch for sale, everything with our logo on it that you can imagine, so let us know what you want. All kind of sales going on, too, from time to time. And we also offer segment sponsorships, so brick and mortar, I know Todd likes to say. Individuals also will take sponsorships, so just let us know if you'd like to sponsor a show.
Yeah. And you know what? We've got, who doesn't want a tattoo of our podcast logo?
Oh my gosh,
who doesn't want that, Nate?
Temporary
I mean, come on,
tattoo.
Tell me. Who doesn't,
I'd take one.
You're talking about a permanent one?
You better.
A permanent one? We're all getting one, right? You've got one.
I got one.
I know, right? But we have temporary tattoos too, so.
That's right.
If you don't want to be too committal.
It is a commitment.
It is.
All right.
Yeah. Thank goodness I have a good tattoo artist. Sean, thank you for that. Nate, it's your turn, man. Help us.
Oh, I've had a whaley good time, but this is a wrap.
Awesome. We did have a whaley good time, didn't we? Talking about the Whaley House in San Diego, California. Hope the Creepies enjoyed that discussion on the Whaley House, which was episode number 70.
True.
I love saying that. But yeah, until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.